you can see the distribution of the positive versus the negative returns for Bitcoin is much more positively skewed than it is for silver and gold. And so to me, this is why Bitcoin is kind of the new version of gold and silver, is because of its convexity. It's like a more convex version of gold because of its network effects and its increased scarcity, that this has become kind of the leader in terms of hedging against monetary inflation.
Getting pretty hard to deny that the Bitcoin bull has arrived. And that was Fidelity's global macro director, Jurian Timmer, dropping a bombshell on the Bitcoin versus gold debate. And he didn't stop there. He said Bitcoin is in its own stratosphere and projects that possibly Bitcoin could hit 700K this cycle. Is he insane? I don't know. We got a lot to cover. Let's get it. So, Jurian Timmer, the global macro director of Fidelity Investments, said that although often compared to gold, Bitcoin can increase in value faster than the yellow, shiny rock. Quote, "In my view, Bitcoin is a commodity currency that aspires to be a store of value and hedge against monetary debasement." Now, we've heard digital gold, but Timmer says, "I think of it as exponential gold." Now, let's see why. All right, let's go ahead and run through Timmer's thread here. Bitcoin is volatile, but its scarcity and adoption curve create potential for it to be a high-powered hedge against monetary shenanigans. I think of it as exponential gold.
This rally is way beyond the rumor. I think the rally today is about a flight to quality with all the, you know, all the issues around the Israeli war now, global terrorism. And I think there's more people running into a flight to quality, whether that is in treasuries, gold, or crypto, depending on how you think about it. And I believe crypto will play that type of role as a flight to quality.
Next, he gets into Bitcoin's adoption. One of the attributes of Bitcoin is that it's a network asset. And as such, its adoption curve has followed the typical S-curve shape. We've seen many of these throughout history, but man, that Bitcoin line is pretty steep. So where is Bitcoin along the S-curve? A network asset value driven by its adoption. So the slope of that curve does matter. As we know, the supply of Bitcoin is already fixed, set, its monetary schedule is known. The only variable then to add in is demand. And Timmer may echo some of us. When we first went down the Bitcoin rabbit hole, its adoption curve, which he defines as the number of non-zero addresses, was very steep. It resembled the S-curve for mobile phones during the 1980s and 90s, also echoing Michael Saylor, who called that one, and was one of the first ones on Wall Street to get in, other than Jurian Timmer, because Fidelity got involved in 2015, even been mining as far back as such. So let's get into more of what Timmer was talking about. Bitcoin is exponential gold, but what makes it valuable? Well, monetary debasement. I mean, Bitcoin was designed to be the safe haven. Now, more into Timmer's projections as he hints at a bullish Bitcoin future. If history rhymes, say it followed 2011 and 2013 trends, he believes this could catapult Bitcoin to 700K. A more modest outlook mirroring 2017 suggests a rise to 200, 300K. We talked about yesterday, we kind of talk about it all the time, but there appears to be an awakening to the understanding that there is Bitcoin. And then there's everything else from Larry Fink, and we got more of that coming. Michael Saylor, this FTX debacle was a great advertisement for why Bitcoin and not crypto. But right here, and this is, again, Jurian Timmer. He created this risk-reward chart for investment assets. And the report stated that Bitcoin's risk-reward is in a different universe, and they're not wrong.
Well, I mean, think about FTX. I mean, you could look back now. FTX created it. Its failure was it's creating its own token. It was not a DeFi. It wasn't a ledger that was open to the world. It was a closed ledger.
Right.
It was not distributed. So the whole foundation of what crypto is, it's supposed to be a distributed ledger that is across the system. I actually believe this technology is going to be very important.
Man, it's very interesting. Take a look at the past couple days of Simply Bitcoin Live and yesterday's episode, kind of getting into this. But everyone is flying to quality, flying to safety. But what are they fleeing from? And that is essential. And it is the insane economic damage that has been caused by central planners, the Fed, and inept politicians for way too long. And Bitcoin is here to rebalance the scales and give that power back to the people.
So, exposure.
Really?
Yes. I'm encouraged by how many people are focusing on it. I'm encouraged about the narrative, but I don't believe we should think about crypto as a substitute of currency, but I am fascinated by it as an asset class.
Specifically on Bitcoin, we're a believer in digitization of
products. And we do believe it could revolutionize finance. It's digitizing gold in many ways as a hedge against inflation, a hedge against the devaluation of your currency. Bitcoin is an international asset. And so it can represent an asset that people can play as an alternative. The foundation of BlackRock is about hope.
The institutional floodgates are about to open, and it is epic that we've had the opportunity to front run these people. But be sure to self-custody your Bitcoin, get them off exchanges, and if you need any help using Bitcoin best practices or have questions on what wallets, what nodes, things of that nature, well, we got just the guys to get you started. As your dedicated Bitcoin IT team, the Bitcoin Way is here to guide you from start to finish on your journey to properly self-custody your Bitcoin. What's more, they've recently introduced 100% privacy-focused collaborative custody services where you benefit from advanced multi-sig security, inheritance planning, and much more while remaining 100% in control. Book a free 30-minute call to get started using that link below. So much major bullish news coming out the past few weeks, and it looks like Vanguard and VanEck and BlackRock are kind of projecting the ETF to be approved by the end of this month. So buckle up, guys. Make sure to like, subscribe, share that sound money gospel. We got some more fun stuff coming your way this weekend, so make sure to set those notifications and follow us on Twitter where we're getting all the breaking news out there. Follow All Things Simply, and we will be your guide through the peaceful Bitcoin revolution. I'll catch you all tomorrow. Peace.